K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, I'm recording Saturday. Oh boy. December 7th, 2024, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, all the way to men's, women's, track and field coming up later on in the spring when it turns 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to this Saturday recording of this podcast. It's postcast of men's basketball. We'll get to that here in just a second. Oh boy, we're going to go down the rabbit hole here in a minute. But anyways, if you've been a current listener or a new listener, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day or evening to listen to this unique K-State podcast. We try to cover all things K-State sports on this particular podcast. Of course, we have our bonus content, which I failed. I promise we have fresh content. I have not gotten around to it yet. It's been kind of a busy day for yours truly. Finally getting the winner's circle, finally. I know it's only paid tribute to a dear friend of mine, but again, I'll get down to it, get down to business later on this evening. Hopefully as soon as I get home. At some point, I have it up, hopefully for you guys later on this evening, or at least by no later than tomorrow morning. I will have that. Myself and Alex Aiden, we did record football and men's basketball talk on there, and Alex mentioned something on there that I'm going to touch on in just a second. So thank you so much again. But again, our Podbean app, our bonus content. You want more bonus coverage of your K-State? You want to stay up to date on the latest of that? Greer 3 Eddies podcast. Greer 3 Eddies podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. For more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats with myself and Alex Aiden. Okay, so postcast. Now I can sit here, but I'm not going to have... We'll dive on into this here, because I think this is going to be a concern. And do I really want to go to this T-Mobile Center? not this week coming up, but the following week, Tuesday? I'm not sure. K-State was right there in the thick of things in the first half, and then St. John took over in the second half as St. John's defeat K-State men's basketball team by the count of 88-71. And probably one of the more brighter spots, Brennan Hausen continues to light up the stat sheet, leading the Cats at least to 27 points, which is currently, at least to this point, a career high for him. K-State has now dropped a third non-conference game. This was what Alex talked about in the fresh edition, bonus edition of the podcast over on Podbean. I'll have that out by tomorrow morning. But it is now, I think it's now a concern. Raising questions in not too far future. You got Drake right here, T-Mobile Center, in a week and a half. Do I really want to go watch mess basketball? I have no idea. I am planning on going to St. Joe to see the women. I'm not sure about seeing the men now, because this is the third loss. Now, of course, Liberty had their opportunities late, didn't do it. Got ran out of their own gym against LSU and former K-Stater, Kim Carter. And now you get housed, no pun intended, but you get housed by St. John. Somebody went off in this one for St. John. I tuned into this game coming off the mile run, the mile point 10-ish run early this morning. And Stan and Wyatt, we're talking about Stan Weber and Wyatt Thompson, or Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, the guys who call K-State football, men's basketball. I can't pronounce his last name, but Zuby, his first name, number 24. Damn, he had himself an afternoon morning. 36 minutes, 28 points. That led all the scores to Brennan Housen's 27 there. So Brennan Housen, again, has been a bright spot. Maybe one of only a couple bright spots for this team right there. He had himself a day. Let's go back up here real quick. K-State was leading at the break. K-State was doing everything they needed to do. 39-35 at half. Okay. And again, both these teams coming in here 6-2, right? And then St. John went on a run. Drunk Tank's crew couldn't respond to it. And St. John outscored K-State by itself, 53-32. No defense, no rebounding in the second half. 88-71, your final score, this ball game. It raises concerns. Alex talked about, you know, couldn't afford another loss. Well, K-State achieved that. You know what I mean? And another thing, really kind of raised the eyebrows a little bit, you know, Jerome Tang and coaching situation beforehand, trying to leverage with the Arkansas job, trying to get more money and all this other stuff. Look, I'm going to do it. Last year's team with not that many athletic players would have put a better fight than this. I mean, you have a new, again, I get that you have a new squad trying to break in 9 new players. Brennan Housen just to be do sets fine. David Gasson, who's been with us throughout his tenure, done this fine. 15 points for Gasson this morning, 6 of 10 from the field. Housen, 9 of 17 from the field. He hit 6 bombs, 3 pointers from downtown. In this one here, Coleman Hawkins had 11. That was it. Nobody else didn't do anything much here. Max Jones, 7 points. Doug McDaniel to 9. CJ Jones held a nothing. Ashore and Castillo, nothing. Owen Yenzo had only 2 points in this game. Let me see CJ Jones' stat sheet. CJ Jones, 0-7. 20 minutes of action. It's not going to cut it. 33 minutes for the other Jones, Max. 2 of 8. That's not going to cut it. Now, here, let me see that shooting in that second half. 38% in the first half, 31% in the second half. That is just not going to cut it. And we're starting to get a feel now for this K-State basketball team. We're what? 6-3. We're 9 games in. And the road does not get any for this team. I'm gonna say like I said it on the bonus pod, which is gonna come out here hopefully by tomorrow. But yeah, I'm starting not to get a good feel for this team. And I've heard a saying, you are what you are. Talking about NFL, you know, we're what, week 13, week 14, something like that now, and teams pushing for a playoff push, like the Falcons, like the Colts. The Lions, you know, Lions just clinched the spot. Probably going to be the number one seed, but you are what you are, quote unquote. I don't want to put a label on this team yet, but I'm starting to get that feeling. You are what you are. Alex highlighted the issues with this team. Athleticism on paper. I say this all the time on the podcast, postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Kansas State men's basketball team loses, gets pretty much ran out of the building in the second half. 88-77 over St. John. K-State now 6-3. And you have to wait until not this following Tuesday, but the week after to hit the court against undefeated Drake. Now, I don't know. Will they still be undefeated? I don't know. But I'm a little concerned. A little concerned about this team. So, oh, my goodness. But it just baffles me that, I mean, there's, again, it goes back to me saying what I said about the football team, expectations. This team was supposed to be a little bit, be better. But again, you have to play the games on the court. And right now, there's some glaring there. Obviously, Alex touched on it. I'll let the episode speak for itself. This is the fact that you're in danger now. Potentially, you already have 3 non-conference losses already, which is not good. In danger of having another one, going into a conference where you're going to be in a dogfight every night on the court. It just, I got to listen to, I'm going to hop on and listen to what K-State Online tonight and see what their reaction is. I'm pretty sure it ain't going to be good. Good as well. They already said questions concern for this team. So, yeah. So yeah, this is not what you want right here. If you're Jerome Tang, this is not 6-3. This is not good. But 88-71, you lose, get blown out. And this, oh, by the way, this was the Big 12, Big East Challenge, and K-State did not do their part. They were up front. They were doing well in the first half. Led by Brennan Howson. Brennan Howson was a dog in this game. What the radio broadcast had, what he said, I came into this game in the back end of the second half, which probably should have done that. I did listen to the rest of the game. Brennan Howson, they said 24 points in the first half, and St. John quieted him down. But they're gonna, again, yeah, have other people step up in the equation. The Sun had an okay afternoon. Coleman Hawkins, stat sheet might not match the play. I don't know. I just don't know right now. Again, I have to go on K-State Online and hear what everybody else got to say, and then look at the highlights and see, and then I have more on this. But again, just the paper, just the cover sheet of this team, it don't look good. It don't look good right now. So postcast recording Saturday afternoon, December 7th, 2024, as Kansas State men's basketball, the Wildcats, men on the men's side anyways, lose again. Third loss in non-con play. I think last year's team only had two losses. I might be wrong on that. I got to go back and check that. But it ain't looking good so far, and it's only the pressure's only going to tick. It's only going to get raised when we get the Big 12 play, that's for sure. But right now, K-State gets run out of the gym. And I also got to listen to the press conference, too, from Jerome Tang, too. So I got to listen to that as well. But I'm recording this fresh from the afternoon run. So Kansas State loses its third game of 2024-25 to St. John. St. John had a big second half. 88-71, St. John over K-State. And yeah, I believe next is the Wildcat Classic in right here in KC, Missouri against Drake. And yeah, the road is only going to get tougher from here. I don't see any sunlight anytime soon with this basketball team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Again, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. For more bonus content of the Pearl Project Podcast with myself and Alex Ain, I will have that fresh episode up recorded. We recorded it on Wednesday, and I'll have that up. I'll go to work, and I'll have that up by tomorrow morning. So definitely be on the lookout for that as well. Let's go wrap things up on this frustrating men's basketball postcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast is in the books. Go Cats.